For whatever reason, the following statement has been transmitted to me with directions for me to read this in the time space where my regular segment usually goes. I just received it within the last hour, so we had to scramble, on a holiday no less, to run all of this past the radio station's lawyers for their approval. I have been advised to first read this disclaimer that the following statement does not in any way reflect the position of this station, this program, or this prisoner. Having said that, the statement I have been directed to read specifically on the final straw. Here it goes. We are the Holiday Underground, and we have Santa Claus. We, the members of the Holiday Underground, believe that holidays are superstitions that serve as a kind of cohesive force that serves the powers of nation states and the global market. We oppose all holidays, but we especially abhor the worldwide spectacle commonly known as Christmas. We, the Holiday Underground, seek to sabotage and eventually abolish all holidays, all states, and all economies. To that end, we have begun by undertaking for our first public action what we believe will be the death of Christmas. We currently have Santa Claus, otherwise known as Kris Kringle, Saint Nick, or Father Christmas. We are holding Santa Claus in a secure underground location. While we had hoped to capture him at the beginning of his toy deliveries last night, we were unable to carry out our plan until almost the very end of his run. Early this morning, we blinded Santa Claus with a laser. Taking advantage of the element of surprise, an anti-holiday rebel fired a surface-to-air rocket that took out Santa Claus's lead reindeer, popularized by the claymation propaganda that gave him the nickname Rudolph. The rocket turned Rudolph into nothing more than pink mist. In the mayhem that followed, Claus and his remaining reindeer were forced to crash land. Six of the remaining eight reindeer survived. We descended upon the sleigh, and in the firefight that followed, we killed two elves and injured a third, who eventually surrendered. We then took custody of the elf, six reindeer, Claus, and a large bag of toys yet undelivered. Claus is currently unharmed. We consider Santa Claus a war criminal who has waged a religious-based, ideological war that prevents peace in the world. Claus is an anti-Semite and an Islamophobe who delivers toys only to children whose family asserts the creed of Christianity. Claus has, for centuries, passed over the homes of all other faith systems, his toys operating as a kind of incentive for conversion to Christianity, the deprivation of toys for all other children operating as a kind of covert crusade. We consider Claus's elves and reindeer as accomplices in this centuries-long crime against tolerance. We now make these demands to the industrialized powers of the world, non-negotiable demands that must be met according to our timelines. If our demands are not met, you will never see Santa Claus again. Christmas 2017 will never occur. First, we demand that every radio station and music store in the world smash every single compact disc containing Christmas music. We insist that every nation state immediately undertake an emergency session of their legislature to ban the playing of Christmas music. The only exception is the song, Happy Christmas, War is Over, by John Lennon. On second thought, forget it. That song's annoying too. Our second demand is that all toy manufacturers and retailers immediately give away all toys for free. Make that toys and electronics, and furniture, and pizza. Okay, everything is free. As our final demand, we expect the original lineup of the band Rage Against the Machine to get back together and perform a concert globally simulcast on every television station on the planet. If our demands are not met within the next 24 hours, we will kill one reindeer per hour for 6 hours before we begin cutting body parts off of this obscenely fat guy in a red suit who could only have gotten this morbidly obese by eating more than his fair share in the first place. Humanity will never be free until the Easter Bunny is strangled with Santa Claus's intestines. Death to holidays, death to Christmas. Okay, me again. That's all the statement said. It arrived in a box with the heads of what appeared to be two elves. I don't know what this means. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain at Warren Correctional Institution in Lebanon, Ohio. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at seanswain 243-205, Warren CI, PO Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. President in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.